Matt Johnson back with more halftime programming as the Yellow Jackets taking on Crown for the second time in the 2019-20 campaign. And I'm now joined by one of the leaders on this Yellow Jacket team coming off the bench, Joe Kramer, guard out of Elk River, Minnesota. Thank you for joining us for the halftime player interview. Just first question for you, Joe. I know we've talked before. Did an interview last year with you to see how the team is going. It's been like a 180-degree flip since last year when the team was pretty undermanned. You guys won 6 games all year, already 10 up on the board. Tied for first place in the conference, now 7-1, beginning the second half today against Crown. Talk more about that in a second. But just give us a sense on how you think this year has come along compared to last year, because it's like night and day, it seems like, at least from my perspective, having broadcasted the games this year.
Yeah, it is. I think it's just a combination of getting Veed and Colton back. Allen coming in was huge. We got a lot of freshmen that are contributing, and just the chemistry everybody has. Another year with Coach P, all that is just leading to the success we're having, I think.
I tend to agree. It's been amazing to see how the program has kind of turned around, though, like I said, in the last year or so. You guys were pretty shorthanded last year. Had to throw a lot of young guys into the fire. You guys got kind of put into positions that you weren't really accustomed to, had to play some different positions. But now everybody seems to really understand their role on this team, including yourself. I know that, outside shooting is one of your fortes, but it seems like your minutes are picking up, and you're doing some other things as well, beginning to get to the basket a little bit. Has that been something you've been concentrating on as the season has gone on?
Yeah, I've been trying to be more aggressive, and honestly, I've been focusing on it a little more because I'm in a bit of a shooting slump. But, I've been focusing on, honestly, just playing as intense as I can, guarding as well as I can, and the offense will come. You know, you're going to make shots or you're going to miss them, but you can always play hard in other areas of the game, so that's what I try to do.
Seemed like you did that especially well against Northwestern. You guys had 6 players in double figures. You were one of them. You had 10 points. But I was really impressed with how aggressive you were going to the basket. They closed out hard on you a couple times because they know you're a shooter. But seemed like you were reading the defense pretty well in that game and were able to get to the rim pretty well.
Yeah, I'm just going off my teammates. They drive and kick. We all drive and kick together, and eventually there's going to be an opening. And I just was aggressive in taking them.
Now turning this game today against a Crown team that you've already seen, you guys hung 95 points on them the first time you saw them. You guys are balanced scoring, and they have a really, really good player in Timothy Wendell. It kind of begins with him. He's kind of like the guy that they run everything through, and he's arguably the best player in the conference. What's going to be the biggest key to getting this win here today?
Biggest key is always going in. We talk about our defense, making sure we contain Timothy, making sure Gunnar Ledeen doesn't go off and anybody else, and just play solid defense with our principles.
Well, and they are a team that scores a lot. I mean, they give up about 85 game, but they score in the high 70s, low 80s. So they have some other players as well, like Christian Moore. And so it is going to be a challenge defensively for you guys, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. We just got to bring that energy. If we bring that energy, we know how to play defense and just pay attention to detail. I think we should be fine.
All right, Joe, well, thanks for your time. Continued success and good luck the rest of the season.
All right, thank you very much.
That was Yellow Jacket guard Joe Kramer. I'll be right back with more halftime programming on 91.3 FM, KUBD West Superior.